We're learning from the introduction to the Talmud of Esther Sfirot, page 326, and item 23. Questions can be sent to kaps.tv. Item 23.
We should be thinking about our friends who went out to disseminate newspapers. They went out to the south, which is now under threat of rocket attacks. And during the day, we will also go out and spread more newspaper there. And today we're also going to have in the evening a lecture in Ashkelon city in the south. And so let's think about the success of our friends to be able to really spread the message. Also, let's think about our friend Boris Grenopol, who is in a difficult state. His body is in a bad shape, but he's a friend for eternity.
Hence, he brings good evidence from the words of the Gemara. A disciple who has not seen a good sign in his study after 5 years will also not see it. Why did he not see a good sign in his study? Certainly, it is only due to the absence of the intention of the heart, and not because of any lack of aptitude, as the wisdom of the Torah requires no aptitude. Instead, as it is written in the above study, regards the whole wisdom and the whole Torah is easy. Anyone who fears me and observes the words of the Torah, the whole wisdom and the whole Torah are in his heart. Of course, one must accustom oneself in the light of Torah and mitzvot. And I do not know how much one might remain in waiting all his years. Hence, the Braita warns us to not wait longer than 5 years. Moreover, Rabbi Yossi says that only 3 years are quite sufficient to be granted the wisdom of the Torah. If one does not see a good sign within that length of time, one should not fool himself with false hopes and deceit, but know that he will never see a good sign. Hence, one must immediately find himself a good tactic by which to succeed in achieving Lishma and to be granted the wisdom of the Torah. The Braita did not specify the tactic, but it warns to not remain seated in the same situation and wait longer. This is the meaning of the Rav's words, that the surest and most successful tactic is the engagement in the wisdom of Kabbalah. One should leave one's hand entirely from engagement in the wisdom of the revealed Torah, since he has already tested his luck in it and did not succeed, and he should dedicate all his time in the wisdom of Kabbalah, where his success is certain. Yes, he said here in another place, it's not a matter of four different parts, rather four different expressions of the method of correction of a person in this world. That in these four languages, we are brought the same method. And just like the four phases, the 4 degrees, and it depends on the person. Is it enough for him? The degree of secret, or drosh, or hint or remez or simple Torah. The degree of simple Torah, pshat, is not like we think in our world. Usually I heard that it's interpreted that pshat is what is written. Like as it's written. That's called pshat, simple. And sod, secret, is called that you read and you don't understand. The matter is that we don't understand anything that's written in the Torah. Only pshat remez droshens. Sod is the opposite. That pshat, the simple, is actually the wisdom of Kabbalah. And the secret, the sod, which is concealed, that method of correction after many dressings, many clothings, is actually what we call pshat, simple, and that we understand it as it's written. And the Torah is speaking only through the correction, the degrees, the stages of correction in a person. As it is written, I created the Torah, the evil inclination, I created the Torah as a potion. And therefore the Torah is also speaking of these four parts. And the light that illuminates within the light of pshat, of simple, is the wisdom of Kabbalah, where everything is open and is explained in a simple, regular manner. They're talking about the desire to receive in a person, which is egoistic, and needs to be corrected. And this, against that, there's the reforming light. In order to correct, you need to bring it to the desire to bestow. This is called that you're correcting it. Therefore, you need to be in a group. You need to deal with connection, and you need to learn in order to attract the light. You need to think about this, and then when do you attract this light in the most beneficial way? When you behave in a group in a way that you want to annul, each one wants to annul his ego and to connect outside of each person in the essence of the group as one man in one heart. And you're thinking about the light that's influencing you and bestowing towards you, and you're also learning about these actions of the lights on the kelim, on the vessels, and how it comes and clashes and does the coupling and so forth. Meaning that the topic itself that you're learning and the actions that you intend for there to be and the prayer during the study for it to happen, that is that same topic. The same subject matter. Therefore, it's easier for people who are coarse like us, and we're in the end of the generations with the big development of our egos, it's easier for us to attract the light which reforms. Whoever is not intending for the reforming light, meaning he's studying wisdom and not Torah, because Torah is only who's thinking about correcting himself. With the help of the Torah. And to correct that he means and intends this all the time. Whoever is not learning Torah but studying wisdom, then for him it's not important, and he's not attracted to the wisdom, to the study of the wisdom of Allah. And therefore he is in the degree of believe the Torah of the nations of the world. Meaning that he yearns for wisdom and not for his correction. Each and every person moves to a stage which is called a Gentile or a person of a non-Israelite, and then in the next incarnation he will feel that yes, he must correct himself, like us in the current incarnation. So the question is, how much should I study? How long should I study, and what to learn, and how to approach it? So those people that are attracted immediately to the wisdom of Kabbalah because they have natural internal preparation for it, then they come and they learn. They don't need any special direction. They're already like that from within, directed towards it. They don't have to learn anything because all the things, meaning that Torah, but with the passing of the simple and the drosh and drush and hint, remes. According to how we read it, it's the opposite. That it is sod drosh remes, the opposite, because the wisdom of Kabbalah is pshat. It's simple. It's in an open. It talks openly about the lights, the corrections, the kelim, about us. And also the topic, the text itself, talking and the organization. It's all in a simple, revealed manner. It's done that way. So, to come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, they come. Those who don't, what should we do with them? And therefore, there's a law in the Torah, which we forget somewhat, which says a student who didn't see a good sign within 3 or according to different rabbis, or 5 years, he must advance from, he must move forward from what you study regularly, which is the Mishnah, the Gemara, especially the Talmud, the Gemara, yes, the laws and the judgments and the rules in a concealed manner, because we're talking about this world, even though we're talking about the correction of the soul and upper forces that are operating in the person. He's learning about the world. The world is called the inner structure of the soul. And if a person doesn't see this good sign, meaning in his study, what we study regularly, and other than the wisdom of Kabbalah, then he must move to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Because it's enough, 3 to 5 years, that period, to attract the reforming light through the pshat, the simple Torah, and at least somewhat to be rewarded in which he starts to feel his egoistic forces, desire to receive, that he's how he feels about others and for the Creator, and how much he needs correction, and he attracts the force of correction which changes him. He ascends and descends and advances onwards. This is called a good sign. At least. There are those who truly, and there have been many in history, that did come to the opening of their eyes through these parts of the Torah. Meaning not parts. Once again, it's this expression of the Torah. The whole Torah is talking about the correction of man. Therefore, we received it, actually. All the texts are talking all about the states one goes through while he is pacing on the path towards the Creator, meaning to identify and to adhere to the Creator. But the problem is with the language, with the tongue. That not all languages talk equally about the reforming light. That they have the essence of the light, the force of the light is different. Which is the most powerful in the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's like 4 degrees. It's like 4 slices that are parallel, which block the light on the way from above to below on a person. And the language of Kabbalah is all light, meaning it's not limiting or filtering. it doesn't soften the light that reforms. And at the time when one is learning, so to the degree in which he learns and mentions these names that have a relation to his soul, then he awakens those lights which illuminate on him, and then these lights correct him and get him closer very much towards the goal. Moreover, when he studies in the other languages, then the same idea, the same light, goes through a certain weakening, a lowering, and come to a person with a less intensity. And therefore, the light then is not enough in order to bring a person towards correction. This is truly, if here is the soul, Haneshama, the shattered Neshama, the shattered soul or the desire. So we can say that here we have 4 degrees, and here is the upper light. So if we're talking about that, here is Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. From simple to secret. Just as he tells us, Atzilut, Priya, Yetzirah, Asiya, this has all been explained to us. So if we're studying the Torah of Atzilut, that's the Pshat, that's the simple, that's the wisdom of Kabbalah. So right from here, the reforming light comes directly towards us. And if we're learning it in a different way, then accordingly, it comes less and even less, and even less. What is acceptable, what is known on the street, acceptable in the streets, is, and what we know is, this is according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's called Pardes. And according to the landowners, or as it's known in the street, it's the opposite. Pshat remez drush sod, in the opposite manner. Pardes. This he explains to us in the introduction to Tess, and in more advanced stages. Yes.
John from Chicago and other students from the world are saying, what is considered a good indication in the study?
A good sign is that he is coming to Lishma, or he's in Lo Lishma in a way that he is advancing, and he feels that he realizes that he's truly advancing in the correction of himself towards, meaning to correct himself above his desire, as he is always going and adding his desire and his effort and the greatness of the Creator before him, so as that more and more, in short, all the forces and all the form which is supernatural above his nature, which is stabilizing in him, if he sees that it's going and he's attaining this, he is raising himself above his desire to receive and is stabilizing this form of bestowal, which is in two opposite parts, and he's constantly wanting this greatness of the Creator in order to bestow, then it's a sign that he is advancing.
Fabrizio from Singapore is asking whether the 3 to 5 years has a different meaning, or it means that a person who studies Kabbalah as well should go through the barrier in 3 to 5 years?
No, no. That, no. This is talking about those who are studying the other parts other than the wisdom of Kabbalah, meaning the other expressions or other forms of approach of the same Torah. It's the same Torah. The Torah is the Torah. It's actually the laws are the same laws between the lights and the keli and the vessels. The whole Torah is the is what's between the lights and the vessels. As we're studying, we're awakening these things in our, out of our desire to identify them. So, and then the light operates. And this is a very simple thing. Because I am in the lights and the kilim, and even now I am in there. Also now I'm in the final correction, and also according to my feeling in this world. As much as I, while I'm studying, yearn for this to happen to me, what I'm studying, so it would spread in me, so it will work in me, then I awaken in this, the actions on me, and they start until they're revealed. And until I acquire the masach, meaning until I am capable of working with them on my own, with knowledge and with clear feeling, like with a small child. He's given all sorts of little games and games until he acquires from this enough knowledge, enough artistry, and then he becomes from a student to a worker. This is how it works. It all depends on, actually, with what desire a person carries it out on that part of the Torah. Yes.
He writes here, and he should leave the wisdom, the revealed wisdom altogether.
The whole engagement with the Torah is in order to correct the desire to receive, so it will be in order to bestow. If I see that these parts are not helping me to correct myself, then what is it helping me? What do I do then? You want to say like this. Well, at least in our world, you're engaged in some actions that are also called mitzvot. In the simplicity of it. It's not called that you're doing an action in your desire to receive in order to bestow, and by doing so you're connecting to others, and by doing so you're bringing the world back to correction, and that by being like this with all the souls and mutual guarantee and mutuality, in short, getting close to the form of the Creator more and more, becoming closer to Him. No, only at least you're taking the pitcher and washing your hands in the right way, you're blessing over something, you pray according to the prayer book, you have no problem praying for yourself, you don't feel your broken heart broken from not having desires to bestow. Yeah, it's not that it's broken that you didn't receive something here in this world. And so forth. So why not for the time being to do like that? That's a question. Let's see what he writes. If we're going to engage in it, in the other parts of the Torah, meaning both in action and also in study, as long as it doesn't bring me benefit, spiritual benefit, meaning the true benefit. It's clear that if you see, according to what the sages are writing, if, let's say, after 5 years that I studied all the other parts of the Torah, I didn't reach the right form, then I must let it all the rest of these sources down and only move to sources of the wisdom of Kabbalah. We'll see what he says. Yes.
2 days ago, some news said that everyone must study the Holy Zohar at this time because it's very effective, specifically at this time. Do you see it as a result of the work we do, or it's just this common belief?
Undoubtedly, what we're doing is definitely spreading between all those people that have contact with this or are not touching on this, even people that don't hear and don't see. We're all connected to each other in one net. And we're dealing with, and since we're dealing with such powerful and exalted matters and are in the highest frequency, most powerful frequency of all, from all the other desires and thoughts of people in our world, then our influence is very powerful. It's enough to be the few of the nations in order to bestow to the whole world and to influence the whole world. If we will connect more and strengthen more between us, we will be able to bestow and influence to the whole of humanity, and there's no doubt that from this we will also feel the results. Definitely. More and more people will know, will talk, will feel that in connection we come to correction. More people will receive a certain impulse towards the wisdom of Kabbalah. More people will get closer to this and at least won't be afraid of this, rather will start dealing with this or relating to this, not like towards Madonna or some red strings, but will understand that this is the means for correction of people, correction of men. Yes.
He writes here about the need to accustom oneself for the light in Torah and Mitzvot. What does it mean to accustom yourself?
Being accustomed is, you know, you let the light work on you, and as it's changing you, you also relate to it differently, and also your dealings have to do with how you're reading and how you're participating in the group. All the changes that are in you that you're going through. It's called that you're getting used to something, that you're becoming accustomed, that you're stabilizing yourself in a way that is different. That between you and between the light, slowly is built a connection, a relationship, that you know how he's working and he's operating and how I need to awaken him and how much I'm capable and how much not and so forth. Meaning, this is called to get himself accustomed to this work with the light. You truly feel the force, just as now there are people here that are still feeling just a sense in the sense, I feel good, I feel bad, I understand more, I understand less, a little bit more mood or less mood and so forth. Later, they start to understand that this is the light that's doing this to them. Later they start feeling that it's truly, oh, I'm receiving already some change today compared to yesterday. That this is coming to me from some external source, not from myself, an external source. And thus they start. It takes some time. It's stages. Therefore, we don't reach this immediately. But the responses after a person studies the wisdom of Kabbalah must come really fast. After a few months, he needs to already certainly feel that he is in changes of states, that his desire to receive something is operating, something's working, that he all of a sudden enters a dark state or all of a sudden some happiness and joy. He starts identifying that. Even though he doesn't understand yet the place, where it's coming from, and the source, who's doing this, and how it's working. Later, here already, as we start advancing towards this and we get used to this, we start discovering how it works. It's called that a person enters the perception of the spiritual world. And I know where my lights are and where my what is going through the correction and what's operating on me and how and so forth. This is the system of worlds that we are later in, and then that's how we correct ourselves. Yes.
Is the correct work with the light is basically this system of study or the system of the worlds? Sorry.
The work with the light is always concealment, but this is already after the muscle. We'll continue. Maybe we'll manage to do one more. This is very simple, for these words have no connection to the study of the literal Torah. In anything that one must actually practice, for it is not the ignorant who is pious, and the mistaken learning makes for evil, and one sinner destroyeth much good. Hence, one must necessarily repeat them as much as it is necessary to not fail in one's practice. However, here it speaks only of the study of the wisdom of the revealed Torah to explain and scrutinize questions that arise in the interpretation of the laws. As Rabbi Chaim Vital deduces there himself, it refers to the part of the study, the Torah, that is not performed de facto or to actual laws. Indeed, here, it is possible to be lenient in the study of the abbreviations and not from the origins. However, this too requires extensive learning, since one who knows from the origin is not like one who knows it from the brief scan of some abbreviation. In order to not err in that, Rabbi Chaim Vital says, at the very outset of this world, that the soul connects to the body only when it is corrected in the mitzvot of the Torah in 613 mitzvot.
He wants to say the following, that there are actions, as we said before about the four levels of filtering the light, there are actions in our world that if a person carries them out, he reminds himself of basically what he should be doing internally. It isn't that the actions per se have some connection to spirituality. The connection to spirituality only happens through the person's intentions, what he wants to happen with him, how much he draws closer to the Creator. The intention is what changes things from one extreme to the other. It all depends on the intention, not the action. There were situations where the big priest in the temple made 100% correct actions but wrong intentions in order to receive, and then he died and was brought out of his place. So everything depends on desire and intention. But in our world, a person can make actions that match spiritual actions, which is what's written in the codes of Halakha, the Talmud, the Shulchan Aruch, and so on. And he can follow these actions without any intention, simply out of habit. It's called education from infancy, the following the commandments that you were taught. And when a person follows that, the spiritual outcome is only in accordance with his intention. If he does it regularly without any intention, which means with his natural intention for self. That's the same as saying without any intention. Or even if he does it intentionally in order to benefit something for himself, then the entire Torah becomes a potion of death, which means that it hides the truth more and more from him. So that kind of practice leads him to understand that and think that he is doing everything correctly and everything is right and that he is a righteous and so on and so forth. And in that way, the person keeps going. And this is something called the reason of landlords, meaning those who aim for self-benefit. The reason of Torah is called love and bestowal, giving and love of others. And that happens if a person sets up his study in a group in order to come out of himself through mutual guarantee, and he works towards the action of the study and the intention of the study, which is constantly being focused on how to transcend his will to receive towards others. So, there are two things we learn from here. We can carry out all of those areas on the branches level. Partly, what does it mean? The part that actually belongs to bestowal, specific actions, it doesn't exist. This is called the absence of the temple and the absence of the holiness of the lands. We're in a state where both in spirituality and corporeality, in general, we cannot make actions in order to bestow. Now, we're at a different time where we are able to transcend. The exile period has ended, and we are just extending the exile into the realm of redemption. The exile has ended from the time of the Holy Ari. From back then and forward, the time is worthy of redemption, meaning for people to start studying the wisdom of Kabbalah and draw the light that reforms and make corrections and discover godliness for all. But we're still sort of extending the exile. We don't want to come out of exile, and we're pulling it into the time of redemption. And this is really a problem. So it turns out that those portions that involve the corporeal actions of this in this world, they are carried out in order to receive, and this is something that truly burdens us in terms of coming to the general correction, on the one hand. On the other hand, a person who is developing towards spiritual correction, all those corporeal actions, on the other hand, will remind him of spiritual actions, and he can thereby advance, meaning that from corporeal actions, he can also begin to learn the different manners of the spiritual actions. Because if he studies in the wisdom of Kabbalah, what does it mean to wash your hands and the cup you use to wash your hands? And what does it mean if you do it before you go to the bathroom or before you bless for the bread, after you wash, and so on, all those things. If he knows what do all these things in our world come from, it helps him understand all of this, and mostly it helps him connect together all the worlds. He feels that both his body and his desire his entire structure and his entire world begins to be like one structure, one system. And then there's no difference between what he does with his body, hands, legs, and mouth, and what he does in his intention. And by that, he connects and draws the lights into all the worlds. So in that case, there's a justification of all this execution in actions in corporeality that we still don't understand. For us, what's most important is to first begin to feel our connection with the light. And afterwards, a person himself begins to pay attention to these corporeal things, which are certainly branches of the spiritual world. And if there is no chance for him to detach from the spiritual actions, then he feels that it's also beneficial for him to add the corporeal actions to the spiritual actions. Questions?
Ziv from the Arvut Center in Haifa is asking, anyhow, Kabbalists throughout history, including Bala Sulam, kept the corporeal, the physical mitzvot, and encouraged the nation to do it. Why did they do that? Did they just like that do it? Or?
No, they first worked among the religious people only. Secular people never came to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and all the more so people from the nations of the world. So it wasn't about encouraging or not encouraging. That wasn't how it happened. Baal Islam didn't even have that problem at all. Even when he went to study, he was a yeshiva major. So it's a different time, it's a different era, and this is something that can't be accepted today on the entire audience that comes today. Well, we'll move on to the next part right now, but there's a lot of more detail. We'll still clarify that later.